Preparing the next generation of teachers, leaders, and scholars, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. The UK College of Education hosts some 3,000 students in over 70 undergraduate and graduate programs. In June of this year, Julian Vasquez-Heilig was appointed as the college's new dean. He holds a PhD and master's from Stanford, as well as master's and bachelor's degrees from the University of Michigan. And he comes to us from California State University in Sacramento. Dr. Vasquez-Heilig, it's a pleasure to welcome a fellow Michigan grad, for once, to UK Perspectives.
Well, it's great to be here. Glad to join you. I just had to change the shade of blue.
Right, exactly. Now, what motivated you to leave California and come here to join us at the University of Kentucky?
Well, it had to be the weather and the bourbon, the two most attractive parts of Kentucky, right? Well, really, to be quite frank with you, it's that the faculty in the College of Education have an innovative spirit. We're one of the top-ranked colleges on campus. There's only one or two colleges ranked higher than us, and a lot of people don't know that our college is actually ranked higher by U.S. News than our law, business, and medicine schools. So we're one of the top-ranked colleges in the nation, typically top 50. And so just being attracted by the faculty here, the students here, and all the interesting things that are happening in terms of community-relevant scholarship. So not only in the city, but statewide and nationally, our faculty, our students, our alumni are engaged in the public discourse, in the research around changing opportunities for children and their families.
You've been at your job for nearly half a year now. So what priorities have you identified for the College of Education?
Sure. We're using the Harvard Business School. Some leaders there came up with what are called the five I's. And so we're very interested in first, intellectual ambition. How do we go about our work in ways that change the world? We're also very interested in inclusion, creating opportunities for students and others in communities that have been historically marginalized and historically underserved. We're interested in internationalization. How can we do international collaborative work, international comparative work, and understand what's working in other countries, and also share the things that are working here in our education system worldwide? We're also interested in innovation. How can we think outside the box as well as think inside the box? We have a teacher shortage in the state and across the nation. How is it that we can attract 18-year-olds to want to teach, to be educators? And so we're going about this plan. It's a part of our strategic approach to be community engaged and community relevant in what we do at the University of Kentucky College of Education.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things that I want to follow up on, and I've noticed that some of your published work addresses the issue of racial equity in education, and you just mentioned inclusion. So talk a little bit about that and what the College of Education can do to help change that climate.
Sure. I think one of the biggest challenges is that, on average, academics are irrelevant. Let me tell you why I say that. The average peer-reviewed paper is read by 10 people. The average academic book is bought by 65 people. Now, that's not to say that there aren't academics and faculty that are highly impactful and we have many of those faculty in our College of Education. But what we're endeavoring to do is make sure that we're translating the work that we do for all the stakeholders in education, whether they be policymakers, school board folks, superintendents, principals, teachers, parents, and other community members. We want to make sure that the research that we create that's peer-reviewed, independent, is a part of the public discourse, whether we're talking about charter schools, whether we're talking about school vouchers, whether we're talking about school discipline and restorative justice. We want to make sure that that high-quality, peer-reviewed information is a part of the public discourse so that we as citizens and other community members can make the right decisions for our children, their schools, and the communities that surround them.
Well, you also mentioned the shortage of teachers in Kentucky, and it seems to me that educators here are facing some really significant challenges these days. Not only is there a shortage of them, but with all of the talk about pensions and other concerns the teachers have expressed in Frankfurt, what do you say to young people? How do you motivate them to want to pursue a career in education, given all of those things that they're hearing in the news all the time?
Here's my welcome to Kentucky story. So I went down to the local Jeep dealer to buy a new car because I had to be prepared for the snow, the rain, the sleet. I literally have not seen winter in 2 decades. Even though I grew up in Michigan, I left Michigan during the last century. And so I had to buy a Jeep and four-wheel drive, all that. And the car salesman said to me, you know, you're the dean of education. I used to be in the College of Education. And I said to him, what do you mean used to be in the College of Education? And he said, well, my mother is a Kentucky teacher. And she told me that the headwinds for educators in this state and elsewhere are really difficult and advised me against continuing. So that was my welcome to Kentucky. And so we have a challenge. I think the public and private colleges of education in this state need to work with policymakers and work with the governor and lieutenant governor, who, by the way, the lieutenant governor is a graduate student in the UK College of Education. A lot of folks don't know that. She was a principal in Louisville. And so we're really happy that we can have these conversations with policymakers across the aisle, Republicans, Democrats, et cetera. Really, education is the compass of our democracy in Kentucky. And when we don't have our compass, we lose our way. And so we're very, very interested in thinking about innovate. I was talking about the five I's, innovative ways to attract students. So you think about Generation Z, think about the millennials. Now, the listeners out there, how many of you have Snapchat? Raise your hands. Okay, maybe not very many of you, but I'll tell you what, the young folks do have Snapchat. So what we're thinking about right now is partnering with local school districts to do a reality show for social media, where we tell the story of what it's like to be a new teacher and ignite that passion in 18-year-olds for being a part of what's interesting and exciting about being a new educator. Because the headwinds in this state and elsewhere have been really challenging for educators. So what we're trying to do is think of interesting and innovative ways to ignite that passion in young folks.
That's a great plan. I remember not even that long ago that there were television shows, sitcoms and dramas, both based around teachers, and you don't even see that anymore.
Well, I mean, they've made recent movies. I don't know if you saw A Bad Teacher, but even the films about teachers now sort of have a portrayal that I think can sometimes be problematic, right?
Well, in addition to traditional classroom teaching, your college prepares students for a wide array of career options. I was fascinated by looking at your website, and two that intrigued me were exercise science and sports leadership.
A lot of folks don't know that kinesiology is a big part of what we do in the College of Education. Of course, we use kinesiology. It's a fancy word for exercise science. There's about 800 students in our exercise science and sport leadership programs. And you could think of it as a program that funnels students into the workforce in many different areas, whether they're athletic directors or whether they eventually become physical therapists, whether they become faculty in the future, researchers, scientists. There's quite a wide variety of things that folks in kinesiology do. Kinesiology is actually the third largest major on the entire campus.
I did not know that.
Absolutely. And so our kinesiology folks go out and do all sorts of really exciting things. Now, the sport leadership program, just maybe about a month ago, the sport leadership folks hosted me over at the football building. And so a lot of our sport leadership graduate students are heavily involved with the football program here and other athletic endeavors across the state. It's one of our fastest growing graduate programs. And if you haven't been inside the football building, incredible facilities that our student athletes have. And I'd never seen an Air Jordan shoe in a size 17. So that was a first for me.
Was there anything that you wanted to talk about we haven't addressed yet?
Well, one of the things that I really want to impress upon folks out there listening is that the College of Education at UK is a home for excellent outliers. We are looking for those folks that have hearts of educators, whether they are to become principals, superintendents, teachers. So we want to invite you to apply. We want you to join us because the University of Kentucky College of Education is the home for excellent outliers.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today on UK Perspectives has been Julian Vasquez-Heilig, new dean of the UK College of Education. You can hear our entire conversation at wuky.org. 491.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell.